welcome to the No BS Human Design Podcast. I'm Adriana Keefe, human design coach and motivational speaker. I went through my quarter life crisis in my 20s and had to learn how to navigate through finding what I was meant to be doing with my life. I refused to believe in the culture that said we were all meant to have the same path and boring careers until we retire and die. And along my journey, I found human design, a system that reveals your energetic blueprint, showing you where and how to access your body's consciousness and how to live as your true self. Human design changed my life, so I started sharing it with others and changing their lives, but we were all finding the same problem, a lack of resources that explain the system in easy and useful ways. So I created this show where we dive deep into the lessons of the human design system without the BS and the noise you find on the internet. Listen in for lessons in human design, finding your purpose, manifestation and spiritual practices, human design within business, and so much more. We connect with other experts in the human design and spiritual realm in a refreshingly honest way to help you find your way along your spiritual path and live this life with intention. It's time to let go of the societal expectations of being and let yourself find abundance through being uniquely you. Let's get started. Hello there, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for joining us today for this second of our Human Design 101 series. In the official rebrand episode, we went over the five human design types and their strategies. So now we're going to take it a little bit deeper and talk about our authority. But before I do that, I want to talk about why this is one of the most important things that you can learn. And oh my gosh, can you hear my dog behind me? She's grumbling and apparently miserable with life. So if you hear some weird noises, I promise you it's just my dog. Anyway, your authority can help you get into energetic alignment with everything in life. Yes, personal life. But for me, the biggest shifts I saw were within my business. And since I teach human design for marketing and business as a big chunk of what I do, I want to put an emphasis on this right now. Yes, this is absolutely for everyday life. This is a beautiful thing to begin to master for communication and relationships and knowing what next step to take in your life, and crucial for business. Like, how do you know you're going to hire the right coach? How do I know it's time to hire a coach? Is it time to invest in help? Is this workshop good for me? Is this certification something that's right for me right now? If you've ever invested in something for your business that you kicked yourself for after because you either weren't ready for it or you didn't need it or it was a literal waste of money because you already had that information beforehand, this is what you need. I promise you, once you start to learn how to make these energetic decisions from a place of what your body and your soul is telling you, you are then on the right path. You are then manifesting things you never, ever thought possible. One of the biggest ways that business took off for me was by leaning into my emotional authority instead of jumping into decisions based on my excitement right then and there. So especially if you're a business owner, you want to take a listen to this. Now, if you don't know what your human design authority is, you can get your free chart right on my website, adriannakeefe.com/getyourchart. There's also a link in the show description below. And you are welcome to take notes, but I also have a free downloadable PDF guide that you can get on my website in that same location, adriannakeefe.com/getyourchart. So if you don't yet know your authority, head over to the website and get that information first so that you can take some notes and or know exactly what to listen for in everything that I'm about to go over. Okay, buckle up, buttercup. Let's do this. Okay, who's excited to get into our authority? This is where things make life so much easier because you know how you are genuinely designed to make decisions. All right, before I get too ahead of myself, let's start from the beginning. What is your human design authority? Your authority is the way that you make decisions. So instead of allowing the logical brain to take control of whatever decision you were going to make and change it around, this is about listening to the specific part of your body, piece of who you are, that tells you the answer. It's like an immediate intuition, gut, whatever it is for you, this is how you know you're making an energetically aligned decision that allows you to continue to follow the path that you, as your beautiful soul, are here to follow. So unless you use and follow your authority in life, you are sending chaotic frequency into the universe, which we don't want that, right? We want the universe, God, source, whatever you choose to believe in, to know what you want and when you want it. This is where manifestation comes in, right? Not that this is about that, but as a part of my teaching, I can't help but talk about it. So I am going to go through all of the authorities, and it might be fun for you to listen to all of them, but not absolutely necessary. First up, emotional authority. Now, this is when you have a defined solar plexus center, which can be found on the bottom right of your chart. With emotional authority, you want to let your emotions settle and then listen. For some people, this looks like immediate excitement. And then the next day, they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. And then the day after that, maybe they're like, you know what? I think I still do want to do that. Or it could be all within a few hours where you learn to access your emotions and process them and then wait for that clarity. Looks completely different to each one of us. It could be a little emotional roller coaster or a big emotional roller coaster. But what's important is that you wait until you feel you have the clarity you want to. Do not jump into things right away because you feel excited or you feel like it's a gut yes. And now someone who's a generator or a manifesting generator with a sacral, defined sacral center, we talked about your strategy being your gut response. However, when it comes to larger decisions, or really even if someone were to ask me, because I have an emotional authority, to go out to dinner on a specific night, my immediate reaction might be, no, I'm not really feeling up for that. But then a little bit later, after I let it process a little bit more, I think, yeah, you know what? I do. I want to get out of the house, right? And vice versa. So a lot of decisions can be made waiting for that emotional authority, but it's still very important to note what your sacral or your gut response said right off the bat. Now, a note to manifestors with emotional authority, wait to gain clarity on your decision before informing others. Mainly saying, what's the point in informing everyone if you're not even 100% sure that that's what you're going to do? Save yourself that conversation and that energy. Sacral authority. This is going back to the defined sacral center and the gut response. So if you have sacral authority, you have a defined sacral center, but your solar plexus is not defined. It is open or there's no color in it. Now, with this, all about what we talked about with generators and manifesting generators, listen to your sacral response, your initial gut response. Allow your vocal responses to guide you. Someone could ask you, do you want pizza tonight? And you're like, oh, yes. And then you start salivating. I mean, that's a gut response, immediate resonance, right? Or someone with a defined sacral center, when they're eating, they tend to be a little bit more vocal, like, oh, God, this is good. If you have, whether it's vocal or in your head, that response of ugh or response, that's a no. Remember, you're looking for a hell yes, not a maybe. Hell yes or it's a no, right? Splenic authority. You have a defined spleen, splenic center. You can make decisions in the moment based on your intuition. A lot of people have a clouded intuition in today's society. So if this is you, it can take some tweaking. Ensure you have enough space in your day to get quiet. Getting quiet enough to hear the guidance. The guidance is not always a voice or a thought that pops up. For some people, it's goosebumps or butterflies or an adrenaline dump when they hear something. Your job is simply to get quiet enough to hear the guidance. And then follow that courage to get a little uncomfortable and act on it when it does come through. The G, or self-projected authority, means you have a defined G center, and that's like your MVP of all the centers. Your clarity comes through your voice and, what they say, spontaneous utterances. So you are literally someone who just talks things out, even to yourself. and the tone of your voice and the way that your words are flowing will give you your answer. Continue to keep talking things out until you have your own answer. Let your words flow without judgment. You also tend to have a really deep inner knowing, which is very important to pay attention to that. Environmental authority is known a few different ways, so I included them all here so that you can feel like you understand what you're reading if you're Googling on your own. This is called mental authority. Sometimes it's called none or no authority, or environmental. And this is any combination of a defined head, ajna, or throat with no definition below, all open centers below. With this authority, you want to lean on people who you consider trusted advisors as your sounding board to help you find clarity. And that's kind of where I got the nickname of environmental authority. Who's around you that you know you can lean on in a positive way? They're not someone who's going to be a negative Nancy, right? And give you beautiful advice that you can then use to help find your clarity. And then also listening to what you say in those conversations. What's coming up for you when you're speaking unapologetically in those conversations? That's very crucial for you to pay attention to. Defined ego or heart center means you have ego authority. And this is someone who is meant to be healthily selfish in your decisions. You make decisions based on your own heart's desires. Now, this can come up in a couple of different ways with manifestors or projectors. If you're a manifester with the ego authority, it's called ego manifested, and you want to listen to what you're saying in the moment. A yes feels like your heart is being drawn towards something, and a no feels like you're being pulled away from something. But in order to feel the pull toward or the pull away, you need to start talking. So what are you saying, what's coming up as you're speaking to others, a therapist or your coach or friends or yourself? What's coming up for you? Are you feeling the pull toward or the pull away? It's important with that connection to the throat that you talk things out, hear what you say, and then act accordingly. Projectors with ego authority are considered ego projected. For you, it's all about asking yourself if you have the energy for the decision that you're making. Ask, will this fulfill me? Do I really want this? Again, going back to being healthily selfish in your decisions, is your energy something you want to put into that decision? Lunar authority. This is no definition. Remember our reflectors we talked about in the previous lesson? You spend one lunar cycle or 28 days contemplating, discussing, again, with trusted advisors, not just people who are negative and not really vibing with what you want to do in life. Connect with the lunar cycle. So I think that connecting with the moon is so powerful energetically, which is obviously why we put together a guest expert in this program to come in and talk about the lunar cycle and how you can utilize it to your benefit. But exceptionally so when you have a lunar authority, when you're a lunar being. During a lunar cycle, which is the 28 days, the transiting energy allows the reflector to feel and sample all of the other authorities. And in doing so, they're getting information from all the other authorities that can help them come to the decision that's best for them. So it can be really helpful for a reflector to track the lunar transits when they're making a decision. And this can get very deep. Human design is not a quick and easy process to understand, and it is so incredibly unique to the person. So I want to encourage you to just take it day by day, one decision at a time, and to really take note, write down what's coming up for you, how it feels in your body, what your overthinking brain is trying to tell you to do that feels opposite of what your body is telling you to do. And over time, you will build that trust muscle. If you want even deeper work into it, I just as of today decided to launch a beta membership program. So for months now, I have been hearing from my students and alumni and clients that they really wanted some sort of continuing education. And I didn't have the capacity to do that. I didn't have anything in place for that. But now, since it's come up so much, I've decided to pivot and I'm going to start offering that. for the first few months, it will be in beta, which means founding members who join will get to not only help me shape and customize this membership, but they'll also get the super discounted price forever of just $22 a month. And every month we're going to do one training or workshop, one live Q&A and group coaching call, a community to be able to connect with everyone inside of, additional bonus guest expert workshops, and a whole back-end platform where you'll be able to access every single recording that we ever do. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, shoot me a message or an email on Instagram or to my personal email, adriana@adrianakeefe.com, and I will give you all the details. But in the meantime, this is where you can start working a little bit at a time and start to question where you're answering things from a place of conditioning instead of what your body is authentically asking you to do to stay in alignment, to stay on your path, to truly manifest the things that you desire in life. Because I promise you, when you get into energetic alignment with your human design, everything changes. But one step at a time, one day at a time, and have fun with it. It's an experiment. Give yourself grace and enjoy the freaking ride. All right, guys, I will see you next week. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Any links will be linked in the show notes below. And if you loved what you heard today, please be sure to click subscribe and share your thoughts with me by dropping a review so I can keep the good stuff coming. And if you'd like to learn more about me and how I can help you, head over to adriannakeefe.com. You can download your human design chart and get other free resources. And for extra inspiration, don't forget to connect with me on Instagram @AudreyKeefe, AdriKeefe. I'd love to hear from you. Till next time, my friend, stay awesome, beautiful soul.